All right, here's the problem this weekend. You want to experience some sort of festive holiday displays, but it's going to be cold this weekend at night, especially temperatures in the 20s. Well, guess what? Navy Pier's got the solution. President of Navy Pier is Marilyn Gardner. Good morning, Marilyn. You excited about what's going on this weekend at the pier?
We are so excited to be opening a brand new holiday festival at Navy Pier this weekend, actually Friday.
Light up the lake, and the best part about all this, it's indoors, and you'll be nice and toasty. Yeah, and what do you get in there, and what will people see and do?
So Light Up the Lake is a spectacular light show festival that incorporates some Old Navy Pier favorites, such as the indoor ice skating rink and a holiday train ride for the kids, as well as, you can imagine, just huge, larger-than-life light sculptures. And it's really a walk-through experience that will be truly spectacular. And like you said, Bob, you'll be able to keep warm and toasty, and there are a lot of other interactive elements, as well as dining opportunities within the experience. We have an Alpine pub, which I think will resonate well with the adults, with seasonal craft beers, festive holiday-themed drinks, and delicious treats along with that. So lots of activity for the kids as well as for the adults.
Sounds like a great one stop, and take care of the whole family. Starts Friday, runs through January 2nd. What's the ticket story?
Ticket prices range depending on the day of the week, and going into the holidays, they adjust as well as the timing. So check NavyPier.org for ticket prices, but for adults they range from 15 to 26, and then for children 15 to 21.
NavyPier.org, right? NavyPier.org,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. And then we have another interactive art installation called Our Common Home that also opens Friday and goes through January 2nd. And this is an interactive experience that's indoor and outdoor. And there are four huge video screens that are designed to shine a light on climate change and the global impact of our individual actions. So really interactive video boards that are throughout, where you either shine the light on your phone to activate the screen, or your body movement activates the screen. This comes to us through a group out of Montreal called Irregular. It's a media art studio. So really interesting way to have an educational experience, but also add on to your visit to Light Up the Lake. And one thing I forgot to mention is that with the purchase of your Light Up the Lake admission, you'll receive a free Ferris wheel ride that can be used up to end of March.
I'm looking out one of our windows here from high atop the Bob Surratt building, and I see the wheel at Navy Pier. The lights aren't on. Did you forget to flip the switch this morning?
they will go on when the pier opens to the public. So
okay.
the lights reflect it on the pier being open. So you're welcome to go for a run or a walk right now, but the shops, restaurants, and the rest of the pier, the attractions, open at 11 a.m. today.
Marilyn Gardner, always good talking to you, president of Navy Pier. And Marilyn, I suggest right now you hang up before I start asking you about you-know-what, right?
Oh, well, let's talk about all of the free programming throughout the pier. Another thing I didn't mention, Saturday afternoon, Sequence Chicago. We have live performances and the food experience from Charmin Jarman. It's Saturday at 3 and Violet Crime at 4.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no cost of admission to visit the pier. And
I know.
The cost
I
of
know.
Parking,
parking
does support our nonprofit
all
mission,
right,
which includes all the free programming.
All right. Okay. Yes, enjoy the parking at Navy Pier and everything it has to offer, especially through the holidays. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you, Marilyn.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving, Bob.